USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report, we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Last night, despite no big wins in the Super Tuesday contests, Michael Bloomberg was talking positively to his supporters.
Clearly, Trump is scared stiff of facing us, and for good reason.
But reports are Bloomberg will be meeting with campaign advisors this morning to reassess whether to stay in the Democratic race. Senior campaign officials telling NBC News that no decisions have been made. Bloomberg did fly to New York late yesterday. He currently has no public events scheduled for today. Most of the devastation and death from yesterday morning's Tennessee tornadoes is in Putnam County, Tennessee, about 80 miles east of Nashville. At least 18 of the 25 people killed and about 90 other people who were injured were in Putnam County. Now, as of last evening, nearly 40 people were still unaccounted for, but authorities say they don't believe all of those people are dead or even missing, but just haven't been in contact with loved ones. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is advancing in the race for one of Alabama's two U.S. Senate seats. Sessions receiving enough votes in the primary yesterday to face former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a runoff on March 31st. The winner will then face off against Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones. Sessions was ousted from his post in the Trump administration after his decision to recuse himself from the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling. The World Health Organization is warning of global outages and shortages of medical equipment. The organization warning of price gouging as well, as around 80 nations are fighting the coronavirus. The WHO urging medical supply companies and governments to boost production by at least 40% to help stop the spread of the respiratory illness. And Spike Lee says he will not be going to any more New York Knicks games, at least not for the rest of this season. The Academy Award-winning director telling ESPN he won't be in his courtside seats at Madison Square Garden until next year because of an incident caught on video that shows him arguing with workers over which entrance he should use. Lee said he was just going to drop it until the Knicks put out a statement calling the idea of the director being a victim laughable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.